You know, before this week, you know, I've taken reps, and just coming up to the game, you know, they told me I was going to go, so pretty close to the game.
What's your overall impression of the way you played against a pretty top-end defense?
Hats off to Tampa. I thought that they had a really good team and a really good defense, and we had to fight hard. I was really proud of our guys for fighting, and, you know, there's some good things out there, but, you know, it's a great win. It feels good to get a win.
Nick, you've had a chance now for a full game to run this offense, quite a bit different than last year's offense. Can you talk about how you feel within the scheme here?
Yeah, it is different with schematically, but I feel really comfortable here. I feel comfortable with our personnel, our plays, everything. I mean, it helps when you have a great relationship with the players, the coaches, and when you go into a game and you're all on the same page, you know that you're going to fight for each other. So I was really proud of the guys everybody stuck together, and it was a great another team win. So I was really proud of everyone.
Nick, I don't want to jinx you or anything, but you've thrown a pick this year. You've been really careful with the ball. What's the key to that for you of being aggressive and getting the ball down the field but also not turning it over?
I think just preparation. You know, our guys are doing a great job, too, of running their routes. Guys up front doing a great job blocking. I mean, it takes everybody to be on the same page for that not to happen. And, there's always a chance it will. And I think the big thing is if you do throw a pick, you always come back firing. But I think it's just really, you know, understanding what's going on in the defense, going through the reads, not trying to force a ball, and just being smart with it, because turnovers, as y'all have seen, can be a big determining factor in a game. So just trying to be smart with the ball.
Was back-to-back plays with the pass to Riley that you broke out.
Yep.
And then the next third play, you hit Deshaun. Talk about that a little bit. Tell us what the deal was there. And like a key moment.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing soft coverage. I got the ball to Riley, and he made a tremendous play and really showed his speed and his athletic ability. So it was fun to see him run down like that. And then we had a little play action pass called on, and, you know, Deshaun went right over the top of him and made a great play. So, you know, it's fun when you have two plays like that in a row and you get some points on the board.
In the second half, it appeared you looked downfield more than you did in the first half and in the preseason. What was that the product of?
I think when you go through a game, you see how the defense plays you. We're throwing a lot of underneath stuff because they play a two-deep shell most of the time, so they don't want to get beat deep. And I think they started changing up, started bringing a lot of pressure, and we started running and throwing little screens. So it's just what they were showing us. And, you know, Chip made a lot of great play calls. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in him, and put us in a great position. The guys, you know, did a great job.
You wouldn't be a competitor if you didn't want to stay in there remain the starting quarterback, but that's an uncertain situation. How do you look at that?
I don't worry about it. I'm really proud of my team for winning right now. It was a hard-fought game, and I'm going to enjoy it with my teammates. No matter what happens, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to stay the same person. I know who I am. And Mike was tremendous tonight. Mike and Matt, they were right there to support me no matter what. And it really helps when you have quarterbacks in a quarterback room, you know, with our coach Bill Lazor, that you know, support you no matter what. And I'm going to support Mike no matter what, and I'm going to support Matt no matter what. So it's pretty special.
Nick, it's been a little bit of a tough year for Riley with everything happening on the field and off. How happy were you that 4-for-120 is a career day for you?
I'm very proud of him. I love Riley to death, and thought he played tremendous near his hometown. And I'm really, really proud of him. He's, you know, I really think he's, you know, his character has grown for sure.
Did you win the stadium with you?
I felt like it was a home game with all the – I mean, there was a couple times that the crowd was yelling, and I thought, oh, no, what happened? And I looked, and it was all the green and white jerseys. So it was our fans. So, we had a tremendous amount of support here. We did last year as well. So it's pretty fun when you're in an opposing stadium and you have that many fans that come and support you. So, I mean, they helped us tremendously.
They kept touching on Jordan Riley. Was that set up for the
They gave us a good look to go a one-on-one matchup. He was a little off, but Riley's a great athlete. He has a lot of explosion, so I knew that he was going to get past him, and I just tried to throw it out there. So it was something that they were bringing blitzes. We were running the ball, so they tried to load the box in one-on-one matchup against a rookie, I believe, and he did a great job.
The quarterback draw that you scored, is that an opportunity for you guys simply because, unlike with Michael, defenses don't feel like they have to account for you?
It was just something that we studied in film, and it was something that their defense showed, and we wanted to take advantage of it, and they gave us the same look and the play worked no matter what. So I couldn't tell you a reason. So you probably have to ask their coaches. I'm glad it worked.
Again, you were very productive in the red zone. How important is that? And what's the key for you for your success down there?
It's tremendously important to be, you know, sharp in the red zone. You really want to, you know, get those points. You don't want to come away with field goals. So I think the big thing is preparation. You see what they're going to do, and you really got to take advantage of it. You got to be on time. You got to be sharp with your throws, precision, accuracy, and you can't hold on to the ball too long because that's when bad things happen down there because everything's faster. So that all goes with preparation and everybody being on the same page and the line doing a great job blocking, and they did. So we were able to do great things in the red zone.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Deshaun Jackson, y'all. Coming right up.